Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Angeli.
Today on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, before you use your credit card, make sure that you listen to this show, and we have some really exciting entertainment news. Brace yourself, America. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Let's do this. Everyone and around the world, this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, the wonderful state of Texas. We have an exciting jam-packed show for you today, so make sure that you stay tuned and tell all your friends and family about us. If you'd like to listen to this show live, if you're listening to us on the internet, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. On today's show, before you use that credit card, watch out. There is a new fee, and we're going to tell you about it on today's show. Also, we have a really exciting song pick of the week. We have some exciting entertainment news. And for all you OTEP fans, we are going to play one of her brand new songs off her brand new album, Hydra, in the coming minutes. Make sure you stay tuned. All right, let's get to it. Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live is brought to you by American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook and Twitter pages are just blowing up with new followers. Over 1,000 new followers in the last 48 hours on Twitter. We are so excited about it. Over 14,000 on Facebook. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Twitter because you can win free CDs, win free movie tickets, and get a lot of exciting information. All right, let's get to today's show. CNN Money is reporting, using a credit card, watch out for the new checkout fee. Now, you might want to think twice before whipping out a credit card. As of this coming Sunday, stores in most states could charge you a checkout fee when you're paying with something with plastic. The new fees stem from multi-billion dollar settlements announced in July between the credit card issuers and millions of merchants. Visa, MasterCard, and nine major banks agreed to a $7.25 billion deal to settle charges that they were fixing credit card processing fees as part of a settlement. Credit card issuers said that they would reduce these swipe fees by merchants to issuers when cards are used, but only for 8 months. So only for 8 months, guys. How crazy is that? So we need to make sure that try to pay everything in cash. You know, if you've listened to this show at all, I've always said do not use a credit card. They are the devil. They're evil. Credit cards don't do anything except put you in debt, and that's a bad thing. This country is over $16 trillion in debt already, and do you know that you contribute to that debt when you have a credit card debt? So, you know, I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. I really recommend the Chase Liquid Card. It's an amazing card. It charges $4.95 a month fee. That's it. There's no reloading fees. There's no deposit fees. There's no withdrawal fees. You can use 17,000 ATMs, and you can go into any branch and make a deposit. And unlike any other card out there, you can take a picture of a check, cashier's check, money order for a deposit, and it'll go into your account. There are no other cards that do this. I highly recommend the Chase Liquid Card. And it doesn't put you in debt. That's one of the best things about it, is it doesn't put you in debt. So the fee that we're talking about right now is called the checkout fee. And coming Sunday, you're going to see some merchants that are going to start charging this. Now, a lot of the big retail stores have said they're not going to do it at this point. However, they could always change their mind. So, in addition, the settlement also gave retailers the option to tack on a surcharge if a customer uses a credit card. The retailer can only charge enough to cover the processing cost, which is 1.5% to 3% of the total purchase, according to the Watchdog Group. This fee doesn't apply to purchases made using debit cards. Listen to this. This fee does not apply to debit cards. It will be still illegal to charge the new fee in 10 states, including New York, California, and the great state of Texas. So once again, this new charge cannot affect debit cards. So if you are somewhere and they try to charge you the checkout fee on your debit card, you need to tell them, you're breaking the law. And you can actually refer them to our website so they can read up on it too. So we will be posting the article, as we always do, on our Facebook and Twitter page so you can read from the same article that we're reading from. So once again, this fee does not apply to purchases made using debit cards, okay? It is illegal to charge the new fee in 10 states, including New York, California, and the great state of Texas. So what happened to cause this happening is that there was a $7.25 billion deal to settle because banks were fixing credit card fees, and lots of companies sued them. So, you know, this article starts off saying you might want to think twice before whipping out your credit card, because as of Sunday, stores in most states could start charging you a checkout fee. Now, I have a feeling that a lot of really large the largest retailer companies, they probably will not do this. Now, in fact, they does go on in this article and say that they're not going to, but what you have to understand is that they can. And you want to make sure that you don't want to be charged something that you shouldn't be charged. So the thing is make sure that you know which way is up and as far and covering yourself. It's important, guys. Because they will take advantage of you, and especially if you live in New York, California, or Texas, and we'll find the full list and we'll get that posted. But the thing is those states, it's still illegal to charge these kind of fees. And they cannot charge it on debit card transactions. So this is only on Visa, MasterCard, and American Express and Discover and things like that. So you want to make sure that this is all taken care of. Okay, as we go to break, this is the late Whitney Houston, and it's called Million Dollar Bill. Once again, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to join the show live, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Take a listen to Whitney, and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Came in the door, just in my coat, and who I'm looking for is staring in my face. Oh, they played our song, we hit the floor, he held me strong, and we danced the night away. Oh, I can see the way that she's making me feel this way about his love. I've been looking for something like this, I'm saying, oh, he makes you feel like a $1 million bill, say.
Can I be honest with you? I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna break you. Any questions?
Maya, this is Joseph Bradley, our station chief.
Nice to meet you.
You
don't think she's a little young for the hard stuff?
Washington says she's a killer.
I want to make something clear. We're spending billions of dollars. We're still no closer to defeating our enemies.
20 detainees recognize that photo.
No birth certificate, no cell phone.
You guys are ghosts.
Believe this story?
Osama bin Laden?
Yeah. What convinced you?
Her confidence.
This is a professional attempt to avoid detection. Real tradecraft.
You're on a list. You of all people should know that once you're on their list, you never get off.
There's a 60% probability he's there.
I'd say it's a soft 60, sir.
Well, 100%.
I know certainty freaks you guys out, but it's 100.
You will never find him. One of the disappeared ones.
TNT this January. Everything is bigger.
It's any time call for a drink.
And better in Dallas.
Be now.
Critics rated. Addictive. Fresh.
I'm the one calling the shots around here, remember?
And hard to resist.
You still got a lot to learn, boy.
I am coming for you.
You're not my type.
Dallas, this season is hotter than ever.
This will change everything.
Season premiere this January on TNT.
Someone asked me the other day, so are you just done with music? It means more to me than anybody else in the world. Look, I've only done 2 albums in 10 years. That's the way I really look at it. What does the next decade mean for me? I'm the one who sits and is obsessive about it before you even get to hear it. As close as I get to it, I don't know that I could physically torture myself that much year in and year out and expect it to fulfill me the way that it does and the way that it is right now. I don't want to put anything out that I feel like is something I don't love. You just don't get that every day. You have to wait for it.
I'm ready.
You won't find a better address than this. I'll take it.
Most people come to the Hamptons for the lifestyle.
Your job is to enjoy yourself.
I want your life.
But Emily Thorne is coming for something else.
When I was a little girl, my father died an innocent man, betrayed by the woman he loved. When deception cuts this deep, someone has to pay. When everything you love has been stolen from you, sometimes all you have left is revenge.
ABC's Revenge premieres Wednesday, September 21st, 10, 9 Central.
Welcome to the Hamptons.
On ABC.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley. Almost 25 years in the credit and debt industry is what you get when you listen to this show. And we would like to welcome everyone around the world and beyond from listening to this show. We have listeners in Indonesia, in Brazil, New York City, Texas, California. Goes on and on. But thank you so much for listening to the show. And make sure you tell your friends and family about us. Now, coming up on today's show, as we were telling you before, we will be playing one of OTEP's new songs in full. That's coming up in just in the next few minutes. Right now, if you'd like to join the show live, call 619-638-8513. 619-638-8513. And press 1 if you'd like to be part of the show, or just sit there and listen to the show live. Once again, 619-638-8513. If you are listening to the show archived, don't call that number because you can only use that number when we are live. All right, before using a credit card, watch out for the new checkout fee. The new checkout fee. This is a result of a $7.25 billion deal to settle charges that major credit card banks were fixing credit card processing fees. As a result of the settlement, credit card issuers said that they would reduce these swiping fees paid by merchants. In addition, The settlement also gave retailers the option to tack on a surcharge if a customer uses a credit card. The retailer can only charge enough to cover the processing cost, which is about 1.5% to 3% of the total purchase, according to the watchdog group, Consumer Action. Now listen up. This fee does not apply to debit cards. It does not apply to debit cards. And it will still be illegal to charge the new fee in 10 states, including New York, California, and Texas. So many big players in the retail industry have been up in arms about the settlement. Stores from the nation's largest retailer down to the smallest business have lamented the agreement, claiming that it transferred the wrongdoings of credit card issuers to the consumer. In November, the National Retail Federation and more than a dozen retailers asked a judge to reject the proposed settlement in a brief submitted to a U.S. court district judge in Brooklyn, New York. The trade organization wrote that the new fees threatened a merchant's ability to keep prices low for consumers. Such companies like Walmart, Macy's, JCPenney's, Limited Brands, Gap Incorporated, and Neiman Marcus Group were among those who joined the NRF in claiming that raising consumer prices by adding an interchange tax is no remedy for Visa and MasterCard's continued monopolizing of abuse. Hey, here's the deal. Don't use a fucking credit card. Use cash or use a debit card. I'm not a fan of credit cards. You guys know that. So don't use a credit card. It's just that simple. Don't use it. Credit cards are the devil. So, and it is kind of shifting the blame. I kind of agree with what they're saying. It's kind of shifting the blame from what companies are doing to the consumer. And the way it's shifting it is that some people are going to get charged this $25 fee called a checkout fee. Where in the world they came up with that name, I have no idea. Because checkout for what? I mean, just, that doesn't make any sense to me. But CNN Money goes on to say that merchants have a choice as to whether to implement the surcharge, but it poses quite a dilemma for them. Either get stuck footing the bill for the swipe fees, or risk transferring the cost to consumers in already competitive environment. Last summer, Target said it had no interest in charging customers who use credit cards in order to allow Visa MasterCard to continue charging unfair fees. Small merchants echoed these concerns over the deal, saying it doesn't go far enough. MasterCard said it doesn't expect most merchants to put the surcharge into effect, since stores won't want to drive away business. Here's what I find so interesting, guys. Have you heard about this anywhere in the media? You haven't. You know why? Because the people that are in the media are really scared about pissing off the banks. We're not. Our goal here is to make sure you stay plugged in and saving you money. So make sure that you stay on top of this. And you're not going to know. I don't know if it's something that's going to get charged on. I'm wondering if you do a transactions and they're going to just add the fee right there, or they're going to bill it at another time. Can you imagine you go up to spend $75 and they put a $25 fee on top of that, making that a $100 transaction? Now, maybe that doesn't sound like very much, but the bottom line is that when people are just barely scraping by to pay their bills, it does make a difference. So I don't understand why they would want to charge a customer a fee that could ultimately drive that customer away. And I think that was the whole point of what was said. So, once again, I don't think they're going to do this. Most retailers aren't going to do this. So, just just make sure that you are on the lookout for companies that are, and I suggest you don't do business with them. All right, now we need to take a quick break, and as we go to break, this is Jennifer Lopez, and it's called Dance Again, and this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, America's number one credit and entertainment show, thanks to you. You don't believe me, Google us. Out of 418 million looking for views on Google, we are the first thing that comes up when you type in the Credit Talk Show. All right, so take a listen to Jennifer and don't go anywhere. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. If you'd like to join the show live, it's 619-638-8513. We'll be right back.
What kind of man you want to grow up to be, Clark. Whoever that man is, he's going to change the world.
One of my favorite part of the shows, and it is our song pick of the week. And if you listen to the radio, country radio that is, then I'm sure you have heard this song. This song is by one of the coaches of NBC's The Voice, and it's by Blake Shelton, and it's called Sure Be Good If You Did. And it's Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's song pick of the week. And it's new, and it's dangerous, and everyone, it's in your face. And it's Blake Shelton. Sure be good if you did. Here we go. Take a listen.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be.
Everybody, that was Blake Shelton, Sure Be Good If You Did, and it's off his brand new album, which is currently not titled, and there is no release date, but I guarantee you this is a number one hit. All right, so we are going to take just a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to play OTEP's new single, or actually it's not on the radio yet, we'll be the first ones playing it. And it's off her brand new album, Seduce and Destroy. And guys, if you have not got this record, you need to run to iTunes and anywhere you can get music and get this song, this entire album. The album is just amazing. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be playing OTEP, Seduce and Destroy, from her new album, Hydra. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Here's Kelly Clarkson, Stronger. We'll be right back.
Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the...
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Why not enjoy a wedding Whitney's way?
Wait, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh, such a stupid rule. What, does the bride think the groom's going to get confused and marry me by accident?
You date that girl who's really loud.
Whitney, some of the cupcakes are missing. Wow, you're on fire tonight.
Whitney, Thursdays after The Office on NBC.
Twilight's last gleaming.
bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and that was Beyonce today getting an in-your-face performance of the national anthem after so many people ridiculed her over not singing live at the president's inauguration. And she explained that it was because of the weather that she sang over a track. But come on now, it's Beyonce. We know she can sing. All right, so without further ado, this is Seduce and Destroy by Credit Talk USA's artist of 2012 off her brand new album, Hydra, available in iTunes and Amazon. You can download digital booklets right now. You need to have this album. This is a must-have album of 2013. So we'll give you some more information about the album. This is OTEP, Seduce and Destroy, and it is being debuted on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Here you go.
Yeah.
Charted at number 4 on iTunes rock charts. If you do not have this album, this is a must-have album of 2013. Go to Amazon. You can download it on Amazon. You can download it on iTunes. And for people who have mobile phones or don't want to use iTunes or Amazon, you can download it on Google Play. Also, it's at all your favorite record stores. Run and grab this album. All right, as we go to break, this is Kelly Clarkson with her number one hit, Catch My Breath. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We also want to let you know we will be giving away more CDs of Hydra on our show next week. Here's Kelly. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg. Here's a special sneak peek of my new movie, Broken City, starring Catherine Zeta-Jones, Russell Crowe, and myself. This is Broken City.
Here's our guy.
Thanks, Mayor.
You ever do any hunting? You would be a natural.
No, I'm not sure I'm following you, Mayor.
I need you to find the son of a bitch who's sleeping with my wife.
We'll consider it done.
All right, Katie, you're my eyes. What do we have?
Oh, I got him. And it's good, Billy.
This is not what you think it is.
You're about to see the big picture.
What the hell has this got to do with you?
That's what you do now, Billy. You set up executions.
I didn't ask questions. I gave him pictures, and I walked away.
Your husband set me up, and I'm going to destroy him for it. Time to square the debt.
You know who I am?
This is like a damn phantom. We need to find out what he wants. Because he wants justice, sir. Nobody gets that.
No one meant to have all that.
You ever think why I chose you? Because I own you.
Couldn't if you tried.
Broken City, rated R.
That was an accident.
Bring a free advanced screening to your city. Go to BrokenCityMovie.com to demand it.
After 18 years of being utterly ordinary, I finally felt I could shine. I was born to be a vampire.
So beautiful. We're the same temperature now.
I didn't expect you to seem so... you?
I have to report a crime. The Collins, they've done something terrible.
It's my daughter. Adultery. Think Renesmee is an immortal child.
She was born, not bitten. She grows every single day.
Oh my.
Maintaining our secret has never been more imperative.
What is it, Alice?
The Volturi. They're coming for us.
If enough people knew the truth, maybe we could convince the Volturi to listen. My family's in danger. I need your help. We'll join you.
We will stand with you.
A lot of red eyes around here.
I'll never let anybody hurt you.
Let me see.
see those lips up close, girl. Whisper sweet something in my ear. Your breath, oh my breath, get tangled up together and you draw me in. Skin on skin, let's do it again. And give me some sugar when I wake up in the morning. Sugar when I'm falling asleep. Sugar anytime, anyplace, anywhere, anyway, any day of the week. Baby, you know I got this craving. Can only be satisfied by you. I need something sweet like a honey needs to be. So come on over here and pour that sugar on me. I'm like a kid hooked on candy. You got me bouncing off the wall. True love, that's us. That's what makes it even sweeter. When you pull me close, give me a dose of what I love most. Give me some sugar when I wake up in the morning. Sugar when I'm falling asleep. Sugar anytime, anyplace, anywhere, anyway, any day of the week. Baby, you know I got this craving. Can only be satisfied by you. I need something sweet like a honey needs to be. So come on over here to me. Give me that sugar.
Everybody, that is the amazing country music superstar, Ty Herndon, brand new single called Sugar, and we debuted this single last year, and he will be releasing it to the radio next month. All right, guys, let's do our entertainment news. First of all, believe it or not, let's do a Lindsay Lohan update. Today, Lindsay Lohan, well, actually it was yesterday, excuse me. Lindsay Lohan was back in court for her 23rd court appearance. And she had a new lawyer because she owes her other lawyer $300,000. And she pulled some shady shit with her and basically fired her and then begged her to come back. And this lady said, nah, I've had it. So then she hired this other guy named Mark Heller, and this guy tried to cozy up to the judge. He tried to send the judge a letter telling her that Lindsay Lohan had the flu in New York and wasn't going to be able to make her court appearance. And then Lindsay, her stupid ass, went out shopping in New York, and of course TMZ is everywhere that she is. And so they snapped pictures of her smoking cigarettes and shopping while her attorney is sending the court a letter saying she's too sick to fly. She's just a dumb, dumb bitch. I really used to like her, but it's really getting harder and harder to feel sorry for her. It really is. Because she is constantly back in court. So, I mean, it just doesn't seem like she's learning. In other news, Randy Travis, a country music star from years back. Don't even remember what he actually sings at this point, because all I keep remembering about him is his criminal stuff. But he was sentenced to 180 days in jail after pleading guilty to a drunk driving in Texas back in August. He probably won't spend a single minute behind bars, says TMZ. According to the Grayson County District Attorney, Travis was sentenced to 180 days in jail, but that sentence was probated for 2 years, meaning if he stays out of trouble for 2 years, he can avoid going to jail. But if Randy fools around and he gets arrested again, he'll have to serve out 180 days. Also, Leanne Rimes, you heard about her, right? Well, she took a married man, and his name is Eddie Ciberon, and he was married to a girl named Brandy. I cannot think of her last name at this point. But she's written a book called Drinking and Tweeting. And some of the things in this book are just mind-blowing, such as she felt like that Eddie had ruined her vagina. So because he ruined her vagina, she went to a doctor and spent $12,000 to have it reconstructed, and she put it on his credit card. She put it on his credit card. So the thing is that first of all, Leanne Rimes cannot help but respond every time this woman does something. And I understand she's on a reality show and it's really hard. Okay, in some other news, if you think Oprah Winfrey doesn't read her Twitter account, you would be wrong, because someone last night on Oprah Winfrey's Twitter account sent her a tweet, and make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Like I was saying before, you know, we will be giving away tickets, CDs and everything. But this woman tweeted Oprah and said, "Damn, Oprah sure looked old tonight. Old as hell tonight." And Oprah has over 16 million followers. And Oprah tweets back, "Old as hell? Really?" So if everybody out there thought Oprah wasn't reading her Twitter, I got news for you. She is. And she was not very happy about what was being said. Also, you heard us play a little bit of this. And remember everybody that was giving Beyonce a hard time for lip-syncing at the presidential inauguration? Here's what you have to understand. There's a difference of lip-syncing and you can't sing. But we all know Beyonce can sing. And to prove it, and an in-your-face slap at the Super Bowl press conference today, this is how she walked out on stage.
Held at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
There, that's live, and that's Beyonce singing the national anthem as she walked out on stage at the press conference for the Super Bowl today and said, "Do y'all mind standing and let us have it?" So it was pretty amazing. Also, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Well, we posted it on our Facebook and Twitter, and overwhelmingly, they want the San Francisco 49ers to win. I want the 49ers to win, but one of their 49ers made a very hateful comment, and I don't like hate in any way, form, or fashion. And it just, I hope it doesn't affect the game. I want to try to stay focused on the game. I want the 49ers to win, but we'll just see. Also, in fake girlfriend news, Mante, the guy that set everything up, was on Dr. Phil today, and he said that he is in love with Maintaya, can't say his name, and that he actually called Maintaya as the girlfriend, as the fake girlfriend. So this guy somehow disguised his voice as a female voice, and that is what happened with that. So he said he had nothing to do with it. I'm going to believe him. But the thing is, it's the whole thing is just a big freaking mess. It's just a big freaking mess. Now, remember, if you want to go and read on the article that we were reading from today, we were talking about 2B that is going to be out there. We have already posted that article on our website, on our Facebook page, and on our Twitter page. So that if you like to, you can go read from it. It's called The Checkout Fee. And you want to make sure that you don't get charged that. And the way you don't get charged it is by two things. One is pay in cash or pay with a debit card, because this new fee does not affect debit cards. Also, make sure you go to your local record store or to iTunes, Amazon, or Google Play and get our Artist of 2012's new album, Hydra, which we played the entire song of a single from that album, Seduce and Destroy, that was by fan request from our Facebook page. Also, on next week's show, we will be giving away more free CDs for that album because we just love that artist, Otep. We're hearing it's her last album, so be part of history. All right, next week, do you have a bank account with Wood Forest National Bank? We're going to tell you what we think of their customer service. All right? Make sure you join us next Thursday at 7 p.m. exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all ends. I'm John Anchley, your host. Have a great evening. Someday I'll make you feel proud.